From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. Debbie Elliott is away. Today, Jordanian authorities announced the identities of three men accused of carrying out the simultaneous suicide bombings against luxury hotels in Amman last week. 57 people were killed in those attacks. Jordanian officials say all three of the alleged bombers were Iraqis, and they say they captured a fourth would-be bomber, an Iraqi woman. NPR's Ivan Watson has more from Amman.
Soon after the worst terrorist attack in Jordan's history, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi's group Al-Qaeda in Iraq claimed responsibility in an internet posting. The statement said three men and a woman carried out the operation. Jordanian authorities denied that a woman was involved until this afternoon, when King Abdullah made the following statement.
Our intelligence services, who have been working very hard to track down the perpetrators of this crime, have just arrested what seems to be the fourth suicide bomber, the woman that was indicated by the Zarqawi people to have blown herself up, actually did not. It seems that her device malfunctioned.
Several hours later, Jordanian state television broadcast a brief, heavily edited video confession by a woman who called herself Sajda Atrous.
Sajda Mubarak Atrous, Mwali 70, Iraqiyat al-Jinsiyya, Aqim for Ramadi.
She said she was an Iraqi, born in 1970 from the turbulent town of Ramadi, dressed in a heavy black overcoat and white headscarf that covered everything but her face. She posed for the camera wearing a thick explosive belt bristling with wires, and then manipulated what appeared to be a detonating device. Questioned at times by a man who was not pictured, Atrous said she and her husband traveled from Baghdad to Amman 4 days before the attacks. She said they used fake passports. Here they put on explosive suicide belts and went to the Radisson Hotel on the night of November 9th, where Atrous said they walked into opposite corners of a ballroom where a wedding was taking place. Atrous says her husband detonated his bomb, but hers failed to explode, and she fled the room with other panicked survivors. More than 30 people were killed in that single blast. In a press conference, Deputy Prime Minister Marwan Mawasher showed close-up photos of the unexploded belt bomb.
These are pictures of the belt that she wore. As you can see, an enlarged picture here also shows the metal balls that were also attached to the belt so that they can inflict the largest number of casualties.
Mawasher named Atrous's husband and two 23-year-old Iraqi men, also from Al-Anbar province, as the other three suicide bombers. And he said Sajda Atrous was the sister of a former top lieutenant in Al-Qaeda in Iraq who is now deceased. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Amman.